So much has changed in the landscape of commercial content moderation in what is coming up on a decade now of my looking at this. And I think it's an industry and a phenomenon that is absolutely and inextricably connected to other kinds of changes that we've seen going on in the world around issues like political shifts to the right. The rise of rightist governments in places like the United States and Brazil, for example, Brexit, these phenomena that have been closely tied and have been often used as examples of how social media manipulation has been implicated in political manipulation. So when we think about that context, we realize that the decisions that get made about what content and material can circulate on social media actually becomes hugely important. And by continued extraction, then we have to think about not only those who create the policies by which those decisions are made. So those tend to be mid to high level individuals within social media companies, many of whom come from policy backgrounds, maybe lawyers, perhaps have worked in government, perhaps have worked in other capacities adjacent to government. So I'm thinking about former lobbyists. But also the sort of on the ground implementers of that policy and who they are, under what conditions do they labor, and ultimately for whom do they labor. And this is why this contextualizing of the phenomenon as being primarily, as I argue in the book, and I argue every time I have the chance to, one of firm brand management and relationship management with their advertisers becomes so critical to understand. So I think that is something that has changed in the public's understanding of what's going on. I think public awareness of the fact that this phenomenon is happening at all and that there are people who are doing this work is a sea change. It's years ago when I started my research on this topic, I had to first of all lay a pretty significant groundwork for what it was I was talking about, and then I would sometimes have to argue with people about whether or not this was actually a real thing. And that was happening up until as recently as 2016, is the last time I remember having that debate. It's incontrovertible now. So another thing that has changed is that the social media firms themselves no longer live in this state of denial where they continue to claim that computers, if anything, are behind the decision making solely. And because of the work of other researchers, people like Sophia Noble and her book, Algorithms of Oppression, and other people working in the algorithmic bias space, too numerous to list, we know that even if that were the case, that could not go unquestioned. So I think the landscape of researchers and academics who are pushing critically on these topics of social media and its impact on society has grown exponentially. I think media uptake of those kinds of findings, as well as other kinds of investigative journalism that probes these questions, has grown exponentially. And I think the public's capacity for understanding these complex issues and then pushing back on social media firms, most of whom have captured the public imagination in that same period of time. All of those things are the kinds of changes that I've seen. For the most part, that pushback is a good thing because it means that firms can't act solely in their own best interests without consequence anymore, particularly when the thing, the very stuff that they monetize is our own self-expression, our own material that we submit and attempt to circulate on their platforms. So we as users are deeply embedded in the ecosystem, and it behooves us to ask and understand in a more sophisticated way exactly what is going on. And I think that that is taking place, and I welcome more of that. And of course, the other important piece that has been a change is that there has been great regulatory interest in understanding and also putting some limits on these activities. One can argue whether that's a good or a bad thing. I think it depends on the context. Some laws are good, some are terrible. Some reinforce draconian and totalitarian regimes, some attempt to stave those off. But that is a trend that has increased, and it's one that I think will continue going forward.